Hey, I'm Aaron Bird. I'm here with actress, screenwriter, and filmmaker Greta Gerwig. She's having a big year with her film Lady Bird, which she both wrote and directed. It was nominated for several Golden Globes and even won a few. And now she has the distinction of being the fifth woman ever nominated for Best Director at the Academy Awards. We're here with Greta to talk about some of the songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. First of all, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What'd you bring in today?
Well, I brought in a variety of songs. They all qualify as songs that I have listened to obsessively. If I love a song, I listen to it over and over and over again until I think I could never hear it again. And then I won't listen to it for 6 months. And then I will rediscover it. So the first song is Hounds of Love by Kate Bush.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child. I find her lyrics mysterious and evocative, almost like poetry. And there's a real spaciousness to her music that feels cinematic to me. But specifically with this song, Hounds of Love, I had really been obsessed with it for a long time. But then I did a play. It was called The Village Bike, and in the play, a woman is taken over by irrepressible, destructive lust, and there was something about this song that really tapped into that for me. I'm a person who lives with very vivid emotions that feel like they often can only be expressed in heightened states of either music or poetry or films or theater. And I think she makes the kind of music that feels like she's always at a 10 emotionally. That level of just sheer emotion and excitement. And it taps me into probably the reason why I make art anyway.
That's great. So up first we have Hounds of Love by the KCRW favorite Kate Bush. And that was Hounds of Love by Kate Bush. And going into the next song, what do you have for us?
The next song is Zippity Doo-Dah, which I think most people know from the Disney movie. But this is Zippity Doo-Dah. It was first recorded by a group called Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans in 1962, I believe. And it was produced by Phil Spector. And it's the most haunting, mournful version of this song that you can think of that's associated with almost maniacal cheeriness. The voices are just aching, but it also has that Phil Spector kind of wall of sound thing going on. I haven't found the film I want to use it in yet, but it's definitely a song I would like to use in a movie, so in a way I feel like I'm taking a bit of a risk because in a way, I want to play these more close to the chest so that nobody steals these songs out from under me. It's been my go-to song to play for some friends or something, and I'll say, listen to this, and everybody just stops, and they're like, What? I have never heard this recording, and then I look very cool indeed.
There you have it, Zippity Doo-Dah, as produced by Phil Spector, the pick of our guest DJ today, Greta Gerwig. And up next, you have something from Judy Sill, right?
Mm-hmm. I first discovered Judy Sill through my writing partner and my creative partner, Noah, when I first read his screenplay for Greenberg. You know, she's sort of part of that folk scene of California of the 60s and 70s, and she's actually quite religious. A lot of her songs have pretty religious imagery and angels and Jesus, but she was also a big druggie, so it was that combination of heroin and Jesus, which makes for really great folk music. But this song, The Pearl, you have a sense of the thing that you've been looking for has been inside you, and that's what the lyrics of the song point to. And there's a lyric in the song that can make me cry every single time, and it's a quite soaring part of the song when she sings, "I found a way outside myself to make my spirit climb." And every time I hear that, I think, I know what she means, that to find your way outside of your own, the confines of what you think your goals are, your personality is, and find something that goes beyond the edges. And this song to me is about that. And I think anytime I feel like, what am I doing? What am I doing with this writing and acting and filmmaking? And I listen to this song, I think, Judy knows what I'm doing.
And I see a possibility that it's been there all the time.
That's great. So moving on from the combination of heroin and Jesus by Judy Seal, that was The Pearl. Let's see, what do you have next for us?
Baby Doll by the great Laurie Anderson. This is not a sad song at all. This is an incredibly happy song. It's also a song that I feel relates to my life as it is, and the kind of making art and not knowing exactly what you're doing all the time. But it features one of the greatest lyrics, I think. She says, "Take me to the movies, because I love to sit in the dark." And it's about her brain talking to her. It's like one part of her brain is saying, like, why don't you get a real job? And what's wrong with you? And, you know, and struggling to come up with words. And the other part of her brain is like, take me to the movies and take me to the ballpark and take me out on the town tonight. And there's something about the celebration of the part of you that wants to slack off and just go have fun that I love. And when my brain talks to me,
so moving on to the last song, I see you have Brian Eno for us.
This is Lay My Love by Brian Eno. And I listen to music when I write, not all the time, but I find writing to be quite isolating at times because it feels like all the kids are outside playing and you have to stay inside and work. And it can be lonely. I don't listen to music all the time, but sometimes a well-placed song in the middle of writing will get my spirits back up. And I've used this song for that a lot because it's got this kind of relentless beat underneath it. It's got a driving sound. It's not really like chorus, verse. It more just goes on a loop. It's the kind of song that you would run to, but I write to it.
I like how you set us up with all of the sad songs to lead us to the happy songs in the end.
Yeah, that's right. I'm jealous of your listeners if they've never heard these songs and then they get to hear them for the first time. And I mean, that's my most exciting moment when someone says, I've got a new song for you. And then you think, oh my God, yes! Now I have a new obsession.
Well, that was amazing. Thanks so much, Greta, for joining us at KCRW.com.
Thank you so much for having me. It was really super fun. It's like such a fun format.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.